Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. My name is Kimberly Silas, and this is an absolutely amazing, absolutely outstanding January 18th, 2019. We are resuming our episode on the platform of Your Health is Your Wealth. And we are in January, the month of resolution, reinvention, reestablishment, reset, and we are talking about your consciousness. When you elevate your consciousness, you elevate your life. This is part two of our series, and I want to start off on today, as we do on every episode, with a powerful presentation of affirmation and confirmation. We have to establish where we are in this thing and what our intention and our purpose is to accomplish every goal. So I want to start out by saying, I will hear the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a lender and not a borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I repeat, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. It is my season. It is my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I am whole. I am a champion and will never be broke another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life. I repeat, I insist that my actions reflect a positive light. My future is bright because my attitude is right. Oh, yes, indeed, won't he do it? I am excited about today, everyone. Let me share something with you. It's about a transformative mindset. First of all, you know, I do comedy and improv, and I have this group of amazing friends, and we make it a habit. It is intention and purpose that we laugh and love on a regular basis. It is part of the secrets to my success that we cannot afford to allow tension and stress and unhappiness and debt and consequences to overwhelm the true nature of our inner self, our core. And on top of everything that we have to deal with on a regular basis, we need to learn how to master the art of harmonious laughter. I mean, laughing until your stomach hurts. And that is what we do on a regular basis. Now, a lot of people say, Kimberly, that's just a bit too much. I got too much on my plate to be consumed with all of this foolish childlike play. My answer to that is you cannot afford not to. It is scientifically proven that stress and worration and lack of harmonious laughter causes all types of friction, consequential ailment within the body, and I want to live the fullest of life and all that God has for me, and my remedy and antidote to this foolishness is harmonious laughter. And with that being said, on last night, I was with a group of friends participating in an improv presentation, and I laughed until I lost my voice. So if I sound a little raspy on this morning, it has nothing to do with ailment. It has nothing to do with the weather here in Atlanta. It is simply because I laughed until I cried on last night. So with that being said, I want to talk to you this morning just briefly about a transformative mindset. On January 17th, 2017, my brother, my eldest brother, my best friend, my life partner, my funny bone, my mentor, my coach, my friend, Elder Reginald Rene Silas, came to visit me. He came to visit, as he often did according to routine, to check on me to see if things were going well and to drop off some money that he wanted me to use to resource or finance a trip back to take mom back to Florida. I was asleep, and I lifted my head briefly to interact with him, and I called him later that afternoon to confirm that I did remember the conversation and that I did get the money. And I was en route to work, and he was en route to his schedule. It was on a Tuesday, and he said, "Sister, I have someone on the line. I'm going to have to get you back, but I love you." And my last words to my brother was, "I love you too. I love you too." And I ended that call, as I normally did, with a level of confidence that we would speak again. On that evening, January 17th, going into the morning of the 18th, actually it was the 18th, but my brother was found at work unresponsive and it was pronounced dead at 4 a.m. on January 18th, 2017. Now, of course, this is a very challenging time for me. But the following year, on January 17th, I decided that I would not allow the first year anniversary of my brother's transition to stifle me, to debilitate me. So I rode into work during a snowstorm. If anyone remembers Atlanta, when we go through snow, we typically shut down. Well, this was a snowstorm. Snow and ice was everywhere. I live approximately 36 miles from my place of employment. So I said, I'm a Midwestern girl, born and raised in Carbondale, Illinois. Snow will not hinder me from my journey. And on my route to work, I found a three-year-old baby that had been carjacked and abandoned on the side of the road. And what that did for me, I know this sounds like a tragic circumstance, but what finding, and I say that this baby found me. Someone had carjacked her mom's car and threw her out on the road so that they could get away. And you know how criminal mindset works. It's just foolish. You can't make sense of it. But the police were called and they came and they were able to return the baby to her mother. But what that did for me was it was a constant reminder that the gift of life goes on. My brother is an organ donor. He was an organ donor. So there are so many lives that have been impacted, not just in the physical and the spiritual, but are still here today because my brother chose a selfless decision and he gave life. And that's what I like to remember about my eldest brother, is that he brings life. And with that being said, today is the second year anniversary of my brother's transition. And I want to bring to you on today, I want to bring life. We need to operate in a transformative mindset. I have never been more intent about this decision that I've made than anything I can ever remember doing. I am a sequential operator. I like to operate in strategy and sequence. I like to see progress. I like to see a completion or at least progress in my projects. You know, I wanted a real estate license. I studied, I acquired. I wanted to purchase a home. I saved, I followed instructions, I purchased a home. Everything that I want to do, I put my mind to it, I set the vision, and I follow sequential order. That's just in my DNA. It's how I was made. And I have never been more passionate about anything than I am right now, because I realize in this season that I was created for a time such as this. I want to live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. Now, what does that mean? No, it doesn't necessarily mean financial gain. No, it doesn't necessarily mean notoriety or popularity or a million Facebook followers or Twitter tweets or whatever it is that we do now. It means that I am living the fullest of my desire. Am I happy? Am I accomplishing just the minimal small goals that I've set in front of me? And what am I talking about? Let me just share with you. I decided, and I shared this during the last episode, that I did not want to wait until January to establish a resolution, a set of operational standards. Generally, we think there's this magical moment in December 31st that is going to catapult us into all things new. The only thing that changes is the date, my friend. The only thing that's going to change is the date. It is the same as any other date. Once the euphoria of the holiday ends, once we take the Christmas tree down, once we pack up all of our novelty items and our supplies, our Christmas gifts become the normalcy, and we go back to what we are familiar with, which is a set of patterns. You follow the same set of patterns. So I decided a couple years back that it is a good time for harvest and reward. It is a good time for reset, but you don't have to wait until that magical date of December 31st. You can start right where you are, and I started November. In November, I decided to cut out all of that. I decided to bypass the traditional holiday cuisine. I wasn't doing it anymore. Now, will I ever eat macaroni and cheese again? Absolutely. Will I ever have chicken and dressing and collard greens and candy yams? Yes, I'll have all of that. But I knew that I did not want to participate during a season of festivity when everybody around me was doing the same thing. Why? Because I have a very consuming, addictive personality. One sweet potato pie will lead to 20, and I will not stop. And I will be in this whirlwind of poor behavior. So for me, it works. I can't say that I can recommend that everyone follow me verbatim, but it is a highly recommended suggestion that you at least try. Give yourself a chance and at least try. And in my trying, from November to December 31st, I got on the scale 30 pounds under. I was on top by 30 pounds. I started the traditional New Year's resolution off with a 30-pound advancement, and I am proud and boldly walking in my favor. My brother yesterday, my baby brother Terry, told me, "Baby, luck is for leprechauns. You are blessed." I said, "Really? Luck is for leprechauns. You are blessed." And I posted that on today, and I'm going to continue to post it. Because I understand I'm not green. I'm not a little leprechaun with little boots on and gold medallions. I am a spiritual being covered in flesh, fueled by God. You know, I am excited about everything that God has for me and just enthusiastic about this journey that I'm on. And what I was saying about I have never been more confident in any decision that I've made is that it is time now to honor where we are. I'm going to mention Nikki Alexander, one of my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful business partners and friends, sister friends, posted, Angela, what's love got to do with it? Angela Bassett. This woman, I don't know, I think is 60 years old. She is breathtakingly beautiful, and it just made me jump to my feet with enthusiasm and excitement about God does not honor one person and neglect the other. He is not a respecter of persons. We all have been given the same 24 hours in a day. We've all been given the same level of sunshine, the same level of night. We have to utilize with our 24 hours what is in our best interest. Will I follow the same journey as Angela Bassett? Absolutely not. God honored me my own blessings, my own journey, and it is my responsibility to take full advantage of that. So I am on hype today. I am here for a whole number of reasons. Number one, because I will not allow January 18th to be a season of depression. I will not allow this season to suffocate and stifle me. I love my brother. I miss his physical presence every day. But he was an honorable man of God, an amazing big brother, a beautiful friend and coach and mentor. And oh my God, I learned my funny through him. He was one of those people that did not try to be funny. He was just serious all the time, and his seriousness came out hilariously at times, and I love him. I honor him. I want to make him proud. For the rest of my honorable, natural, physical days, I want to make him proud, and I know that on today, he would be smiling at my presentation. This is something that he strongly advised me to do, and I'm going to follow through with it. I'm just going to follow through and continue my journey. But with that being said, my health is my wealth, and my consciousness is the fuel that keeps my body into a state of elevation. What does that mean? You must understand what we want versus what we say we want is a completely different two things. What we want versus what we say we want is two completely different things. And you need to challenge yourself and grow to new height. It requires a burning desire, a desire that cannot be distinguished for any reason. And what I know is I want to live the life, and all that God has for me requires that I practice what I preach. I want to be healthy. I want to be spiritually, physically, mentally healthy. I want to be elevated beyond measure. All of this requires a huge amount of accountability on my part. You know, the luck the luck of a leprechaun and the blessings of a spirit, you know, are completely different things. I don't want luck. I want to live in my continued overflow. God has always continually blessed me. It is time for me now to acknowledge, to recognize, and to execute what I see. And what that means to me is just conveying my gratitude on a regular basis that I am honored and I am valued and I am loved by God. And that's all that matters. Everything else will be added unto me, and I'm going to get mine. It's just a matter of walking to the corner store and redeeming my purchase. Everything I need has been paid in full. I just need to get up and walk to the corner store to redeem my purchase. And that's where I'm at with this thing. You know, let's get back to this New Year's resolution where we think that this magical date is going to fix us. But it has been scientifically and statistically researched and proven that it takes 21 to 30 days to forge a habit. Now, within those 21 to 30 days, through consistency and repetition, you will have created a new habit. Now, we think that we break habits. We don't necessarily break old habits. Like if you want to quit smoking, you can quit smoking. It's a matter of replacing the smoking with a new habit. So for 21 to 30 days, instead of you smoking, you might do breathing exercises. You might go walking. You might drink water. You might eat candy, chew gum, whatever it is that you're trying to do during them 21 to 30 days, you ultimately end up in a matter of time replacing one habit for another. That's just the way we are. We're creatures of habit. We're human beings, and that's what we do. So I decided to set some new standards in motion, create new habits. The habits that I create are drinking water, getting up on a daily basis, remembering to laugh, remembering to smile, remembering to say thank you, remembering to reflect on my levels of gratitude, remembering to set a plan, remembering to breathe. Are we breathing deep? Are we honoring our heart? Are we letting our diaphragm expand? Are we exhaling in a powerful, intentional way, knowing that every organ in our body has been replenished and restored? There are things that we can do, people, that don't require us going to a gym, that doesn't require us spending money on the next gadget that's going to get us to our next level. It requires operating in intention with the simple things that you already have. These are my secrets to success. I don't do fast food. I don't do it at all. There's a season that I call loading. And what loading is it allows you for 48 hours to infuse the body with various levels of fat. Did I say fat? Absolutely. Saturated fat. Anything you want, whether it be ice cream, pie, cake, cookies, potato chips, hamburgers, french fries, pizza, spaghetti, whatever it is that your body likes, that's what you do for 48 hours. You do it to the fullest. It's called a loading period. What is that doing? It sends a huge signal of saturated fat to the brain. It lets the body go into overflow. And when you remove those things, when you immediately and abruptly stop it, in conjunction with wellness products that target the fat burning process. I do weight loss drops. I do NutriBurst liquid vitamin, and I do detox tea. When you introduce those natural, organic, plant and fruit-based elements to the body, what happens is the body immediately absorbs it, and you rigorously and aggressively go into a fat burning platform. So by doing this, and I've learned this through the HCG protocol, I've been doing it for over 5 years, it absolutely works. And what it does is it sends the body into a fat burning furnace. So every 50 days I go into loading, and every 50 days I treat myself with those things that ordinarily I wouldn't want to do. But what has happened because of these new regimens I've established, those foods that I traditionally thought I liked the most don't like my body anymore, and it doesn't feel well. So I do that, and the weight is consistently coming off. And I am excited. My niece is getting married this summer. I'm planning on doing a 50 and Fabulous tour with my childhood friends, and we're going to travel this year. And I will be able to do so at least 50 pounds into this last 70-pound regimen. That's right. I am 280 pounds. My goal is to end up at 235 to 240 with a standing weight. And in order for me to get there, I need to drop down to 220, 225 and build it back up with muscle. It's a scientific approach. I've studied, I've researched, I've done the math. This is where I want to be. But I'm just excited about this season in my life, you guys. I like challenges. I like setting goals. I like seeing the progress of my hard work and efforts. And this is just where I'm at with this thing, you guys. I am over the moon ecstatic. I am Kimberly Silas. I am an affiliate marketer. I am an independent business owner. I am a wellness coach and a sister, a daughter, a mentor, a friend. I am all of that. If you are interested in supplementing your income per se, or you too yourself want to lose weight, or you know someone that's interested in losing weight and getting healthy, please don't hesitate to inbox me. I am at Kimberly Silas, that's S-I-L-A-S, on Facebook, and I am at Silas Kimberly, S-I-L-A-S, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, on Instagram. You can hit me on either of those two platforms and just share with me your thoughts. No need to make a purchase. No need to make any definite decision. Just allow me to share with you in greater depth my journey and my accomplishments. Of course, we meet here every first and third Friday of the month. We are enthusiastic and excited for you to join us in February. All year long, we talk about elevating your consciousness, operating in intention, and making healthy decisions. It's about execution. It's about you being the best you possible. Can you accomplish your goals? Absolutely. I'll consistently share my secrets of success with you. I'll collaborate my victories. I'll celebrate with you as your victories are unleashed. And, you know, you can start your new year anytime you want. There is no magical gateway into December 31st to January 1st. As long as you operate with a purpose and intention, follow through with execution, I consistently am overly confident in your continued success. I want to share something really quick. I have this amazing mentor. I follow this woman all around the world, not physically, through social media. Thank God we have these platforms. But her name is Stormy Wellington. Stormy said, practice the principles, you participate in the promise. How simple is that? If you practice the principles, you'll participate in the promise. What does that mean? Consistency and perseverance. You got to be consistent. We can't start one thing and within the week when we don't see progress, start over and do something different. Consistency. Man, if I go to work and I work 3 hours and I say, hey, I don't see nothing on my paycheck yet, how long you think those people going to keep me? You got to work a full season, a full workload, a full 80 hours before you see the reap your rewards? That's how it works. Plant the seeds and reap the rewards. I just want to say we are coming to a close of our show, and I just want everyone to spend this zestful, triumphant, confident season. Just wrap your mind around accomplishments and setting your goals. Find goal-minded, like-minded people that you can affiliate with. Set up accountability partner. Who is your example? Never doubt. Stand. STAND. Speak truth and never doubt. And avoid the POYP, people, place, and pause on your purpose. My name is Kimberly Silas. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve you on today. Please don't hesitate to reach out to the PRF ministry. I believe they have moved to a new date and time, but the number is 347-215-7934. And their new date is going to be Tuesdays at 7 p.m. That's right, Tuesdays at 7. And you can see me or listen to me right back here at the Your Health every first and third Friday of the month. It has been a blast. Let's always remember your health is your wealth, and the key to success is a consistent, transformative mindset. Elevate your consciousness, and you can elevate your life. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed.